Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Girl Named Lovely, One Child's Miraculous Survival and My Journey to the Heart of Haiti by Catherine Porter. Read by Cassandra Campbell. To Graham, Lila, Noah, and Lovely. Prologue. In the late afternoon of January 12, 2010, an earthquake struck Haiti near the town of Léogâne, 25 kilometers outside the country's already destitute capital, Port-au-Prince. The destruction was unlike anything the world had seen since World War II. As many as 300,000 people killed, another 300,000 injured, 1.5 million made homeless. The carnage was caused not just by the earthquake, which was 7.0 on the Richter scale, but also by decades of neglect and poverty. Haiti was then and remains the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, a place where one-third of children were malnourished and half were illiterate. People had built illegal concrete homes in the capital's valleys and hillsides with cheap material and no oversight. Now those buildings killed them. The earthquake was indiscriminate, though. It destroyed the homes and hospitals of the rich, too. The country's premier luxury hotel, the Montana, collapsed like an accordion, killing more than 100 staff members and guests, many of whom had arrived just minutes before from the airport, which itself was damaged. An hour after the first undulating tremor, night fell over the country like a blackout blind, and locals relied on the lights from their cell phones while desperately clawing by hand through the rubble for their loved ones. The first international help flew into the Dominican Republic, on the other side of the island, and then drove across the border. What started as a trickle became a flood, and Haiti would soon claim a second title, the recipient of the world's largest international aid effort. An accolade that would in time reveal itself to be a mixed blessing. But in those first fragile days after the earthquake, hundreds of people were dug out from the wreckage to the cheers of rescue crews. Each one was considered sacred. 6 days after the earthquake, a 2-year-old girl, covered in dust and crying for her mother, was hauled out from a broken home. Her name was Lovely. And she would become sacred to me. Part 1. Chapter 1. The End of the World.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?